السلام عليكم.
Hello, Assalamualaikum.
Yes, you're on the air, sister. Go ahead.
Sheikh, my question is, I have a problem with a short temper, and this is due to the lack of patience I have, I know. And it's normally directed at my husband and child. And afterwards, I'm always very grieved by it, and I repent. Yet I find myself affected by this often. So can you please advise me?
Very well. This is a very important question, and I appreciate the honesty and the frankness and the fact that you are understanding that you have a short temper, and the fact that you are wanting to ask for help. Alhamdulillah, that is a very, very, very positive sign. Firstly, I just want to say something, and I want you to take this in a calm way, without reading in too much. I just want to ask you if you have any strange dreams or if you have any strange occurrences in your life that you do not understand, because it is possible that short tempers and getting angry, especially in a marriage situation, it is possible that this is a sign of sihr or magic that has been done. So if you have strange dreams regularly, or you have feelings in your body or something that are inexplicable, you cannot explain them, then you should actually see someone who will perform ruqya or exorcism on you. Because one of the main problem, and another sign, is that you didn't have a short temper as you were growing up, as a teenager. This only happened recently, or only happened after you got married. All of a sudden, you sense a strong anger that goes from 0 to 100 in 1 second. You don't understand where that anger came from, and it is manifested specifically against your husband. Or you seem to get angry for no reason whatsoever. You see your husband and you become angry. These are symptoms of a bigger problem, and that is sihr. So if that is the case, then you should see someone, a professional or expert in this regard. If it is not the case, then don't read in. And as I said, that's why I said take it calmly. Don't read in. If these symptoms are not there, you have a regular sleep and the anger is due to a problem of your husband. So suppose you told the husband to throw the trash outside and he didn't do it and you got angry at him. This is, okay, a short temper, but it's not sihr. Okay, so if there's a reason or a cause for you to get angry, then this is a regular human problem, and this is something that inshallah ta'ala can be solved with in a much easier manner. How you solve this is by understanding that anger is something that comes from shaitan overall. Shaitan is the one that causes people to get angry. A man came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Ya Rasulullah awsini, O Messenger of Allah, give me advice. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, don't get angry. The man said, okay, give me some more advice. The Prophet said, don't get angry. He said, more advice. The Prophet said, don't get angry. And he kept on saying the same thing over and over again until the man got the point that do not get angry. The main message the Prophet was getting is do not get angry. Now, in another hadith, the Prophet said, anger is from shaitan. And shaitan was created from fire. So when you feel angry, do wudu, because water extinguishes fire. So when you feel very angry, close your mouth, clamp it down, and go and do wudu. In another hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw a man arguing with another man for money matters, and he became so angry that his forehead was bright red, and you could see the veins on his throat. You know, when people get that angry, they lose control of everything. And so the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was seeing this, and he said to the sahaba around him, I know one word, if he were to say it, or one sentence, if he were to say it, all of his anger would go away. One sentence. So they said, what is it, O Messenger of Allah? He said, to say, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. I seek refuge in Allah from shaitan the accursed. So just by saying this one sentence, the man would have calmed down. But by saying it, it means you say it and you understand it and you mean it. Not just that you utter it in anger and contempt, but rather you say it and you mean what you say. And that will help calm your anger down. And in fact, in this particular hadith, when the man was told that the Prophet is telling you to say, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, his anger was so severe and so, he was so lost in his anger, he in fact said, I am not crazy that I should seek refuge in shaitan. Subhanallah, he couldn't even take the advice of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and this shows us the dangers of anger. Also, the Prophet told us that shaitan runs in our body like the blood runs in our veins. And so he said, in another hadith he said, so when you get angry, if you're standing, then sit down. And if you're sitting down, then lie down. The purpose here is to lower and constrict the flow of blood. And therefore, by lowering the flow of blood or by calming ourselves down, this too will prevent our anger. Also, the scholars say that when you do get angry, then leave the situation of anger or leave the area of anger. So you're angry at your husband for a legitimate or illegitimate reason. Well, then leave that area before you say something. And always realize, sister, that anger can be forgiven, but words are much more difficult to forgive. An angry scowl, an angry expression, this is negligible. Inshallah, it'll be overlooked. But when that anger is manifested, then that is indeed a major, major problem. And words kill more than anger does. Words steep the heart. Words go into the heart more than anything else does. This brings us to the conclusion of today's halaqah of Islamica. As usual, it was a honor and privilege for me to be here. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses me and you with all that is good in this world and the next. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen wa sallallahu wa sallam ala Muhammadin wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.